This is the Jeff Ward Show.
I'm Jeff Ward, and the only agenda is to make you think.
I'm going to work to come up with some analogies here to drive the point home of how ridiculous this move is. You've heard the term tanking before, right? There's a whole ethical, I guess, an ethical debate from a fan perspective about tanking. There's an organizational debate about tanking. I mean, you could make an argument that tanking, that is not winning on purpose. I didn't say losing. I said not winning on purpose to help your team, to help your draft position, to just maneuver yourself better. It's just sometimes it's best in the world, particularly in football, where the worse you do, the better chance you have next year because you're going to get a higher draft pick. So tanking is a thing. It's alive and well. The Texans, of course, are infamous for not tanking. They won a game when they should have tanked, and they blew their chance at the first pick in the draft. Had they, thrown it sideways or something, that would have been a prime example of tanking, and people thought, the Texans, you should have tanked. There are other examples or obvious examples of not winning on purpose. There's the famous story out of Miami a couple of years ago where the owner was trying to get the coach to purposely not try to win, and he would pay him an extra $100,000, allegedly, for each game that he lost. The thinking there was, please, let's just tank. Let's get into a better spot next year and move forward. I mean, I think a lot of people would say that it's the right strategic move. It may be morally sketchy, but it's the right strategic move, a lot of people would say. The Mavericks, remember that? Our last tanking example. The Mavericks did it the last two games of the season to help their lottery prospects. So welcome to tanking in May, the end of May. Normally you tank late in the season. It's rare that you would tank mid-season. You usually tank towards the end of the season, but now we have tanking in May. Do you see this another way? Because I don't. I don't know how you would see it any other way, and I welcome your arguments, but I believe this is tanking in May. This is a franchise that is dumb, always dumb, almost always lousy. They just punted. They punted in May. They just said, screw it. We give up. We're not even going to try. And it's May. What other way do you see cutting, not trading? Okay, I'm going to come up with analogies here so you can fully appreciate how idiotic this is. You got a pretty good couch. You don't need it anymore. I don't know, you're moving, whatever. It's a good couch, though. You don't just set the couch on the curb and say, take it, right? This is a good couch. Now, the stuff you set out and say, take it, is stuff you're never going to use again. It's falling apart. It looks awful. You just want to get it out of there. But you got a good couch. You try to get something for it, correct? I mean, somebody might lowball you and say $300, but you take something. You don't just give the good couch away. You don't. They just cut their best offensive player, the Arizona Cardinals did. They just tanked in May. They just gave up in May. They just punted in May and said, screw it. We're not even going to try. We don't care. We want to lose. They just did that. One of the 10, stretch and say 15 best receivers in football, and they cut him. Now you'd say, well, maybe there's an issue. No, there's not. Shut up. There's not an issue. They just tanked. They really just said, screw it. Go find another job. Go. We hope you do well anywhere else. We don't care. They gave away something of real value for nothing. And get this. This is how stupid, and this is the ultimate tanking. It's going to cost them $23 million to do it. That's like me saying to you, that's a really good couch. Now, you're going to give it away, but it's going to cost you $5,000 to set it by the curb. And you're still going to get nothing back for it? I don't care. I'll pay. I'll pay to give it away. Wait, what? You're going to pay me to give this away. The Cardinals just paid to give away their best offensive player or one of the two. I don't care if it's a weight bench in the facility. You wouldn't give it, you wouldn't pay to give it away. They just paid to give something away. The Arizona Cardinals didn't try to get a single penny. They didn't try to get a player. They didn't try to get a six-pack of beer. They didn't try to get a kicking net for the sideline. They didn't try to get a weight bench. They didn't try to get anything, a pair of shoes. They didn't try to get anything for a player that cost them $30 million. They cut DeAndre Hopkins a few hours ago. That means, so you understand, they didn't try to trade him, get something in return. They just said, hey, DeAndre, you ought to just go somewhere and play and have a good time. Babbel is a language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. But I can tell you firsthand how easy learning a new language can be with Babbel. So let me start by telling you how Babbel works. Then we'll talk about how it's worked for my family. Babbel gives you 15-minute lessons created by language experts, and the lessons are built around real life. So you have practical conversations about travel, relationships, business, you name it. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages. That includes Spanish, French, Italian, and I guess the new language in my house, German. So here's my connection to Babbel. So one of my kids is going to Germany this summer, and he wanted to learn enough German to feel comfortable, so we got the Babbel app. And in less than 2 months, his fluency in German is amazing. He's not just getting by, he's going to fit right in. He followed the Babbel app just as instructed. So what you need to do now is go to Babbel.com/Jeff Ward. That's B-A-B-B-E-L, Babbel.com/Jeff Ward, to get 55% off your subscription right now. Do it now. I know it works. I'm hearing proof every single day. It's Babbel.com/Jeff Ward for 55% off your subscription. B-A-B-B-E-L, that's Babbel.com/Jeff Ward for 55% off. Babbel, language for life. You can only make it to Vegas or any casino with sportsbooks so often, but you can still enjoy betting or practice your strategy. Just have fun playing. That's why MyBookie's online casino is a game changer. Go there right now because MyBookie is offering a generous sign-up bonus, and it's easy. Use the promo code Jeff Ward and get a deposit bonus. Just use the promo code Jeff Ward to give you a head start and a deposit. MyBookie's online casino is amazingly user-friendly, and you can enjoy weekly blackjack tournaments and brand new collections of high-end games. MyBookie Casino is as close to being in the casino as you can get. I use the MyBookie Casino site to play everything from blackjack to poker. I actually practice my strategy. And if you can collect, you'll love the rewards. You'll get free spins, cashback offers, and VIP perks. Remember this, you play more, you win more. It's that simple. If you want to learn to play a game, it's the way to start. Go to MyBookie Casino right now and get the bonus deposit with my promo code. That's Jeff Ward, J-E-F-F-W-A-R-D. It's MyBookie Casino. Use the promo code Jeff Ward. MyBookie Casino. Use the promo code Jeff Ward and get the bonus deposit right now. Well, you guys want me to leave? Yeah. Yeah. Well, don't you want something back? No, we really don't. We don't care. We just don't care. They just cut a guy who in three seasons had 221 catches and 2,700 yards. That's on a team that sucks. That's on a franchise that's garbage. That is a team that's trash. And they got nothing for him. Let me take this further. This is the example. Just so you know how this happened, ESPN reports the Arizona Cardinals released Dallas Cowboys, you're on the clock. Dallas Cowboys are on the clock. And they are on the clock. They are on the clock. For nothing. Okay? They've been wanting, they've been looking, they've been thinking about receivers, they've been talking about helping Dak Prescott. You now get a guy. You could now pick up the phone and say, hey, DeAndre, you talk about a sales pitch, make a sales pitch. And you get him for nothing. Zero. A plane ticket, maybe not even that. Uber ride from the airport. You're on the clock, Dallas Cowboys, and it's going to cost you zero. It is just whoever wins the sales pitch gets a really nice couch for nothing. All right, so ESPN reports the Arizona Cardinals released wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. His future with the Cardinals have been in question since the end of the 22 season because of his team-high $31 million cap hit. Now, that is on paper. Let me just tell you, salary caps are not necessarily real dollars. It is paper money, but it is their spreadsheet. It is their balance sheet. And he costs $30 million against the total of the balance sheet that you're allowed. Okay? So on the balance sheet, he's real money. In actual cash, he's cost him $23 million. And they got nothing. They didn't get $5 for him. They didn't get six. They didn't get anything. They didn't even ask. They don't care. They really don't care. It's almost so outrageous, it's kind of cool. It's like that scene in Office Space where he says, I don't know, I just show up whenever I want. I don't care. This is the Office Space meeting of professional football. They said they told him to leave. You want me to give you my key card? No, take that too. We don't care. And take some gear. You want to get some stuff on the way? There's a potted plant by the front door. Why don't you take that, DeAndre? Just take whatever you want. It's cool. Take a golf cart. So it's 221 catches, 2,700 yards. So anybody can hire him. And it's going to cost them. They just say, hey, DeAndre, how much do you want to get paid? And he says, whatever. So the Arizona Cardinals paid to lose their employee. A good one. Paid. They're not going to have him. They got nothing to replace him, but they're still going to be paying to have him go. This is, I'm going to do better with this. So you know how you set out the bad furniture and just put the sign, take it, right? And sometimes people do, sometimes they don't. It's just a piece of trash. You just need it out of your house. You don't want it around. That's what they just did with DeAndre Hopkins. No. Let me fix that. So that's when you put the sign out that says, take it. The Arizona Cardinals took a Rolex out and they put it in the box and said, take it. The Submariner that goes for like $12,000, they just set it by the curb and said, take it. That's what the Arizona Cardinals just did. The Arizona Cardinals in May, the big takeaway here is, and I wonder if what the league is going to say about this. I don't know that they can, but this is tanking in May. This is new territory. This is, we want to let everyone know we quit. But you guys haven't even started training camp yet. I know, we're going to quit there too. And you know what else I think is going to happen? And I don't think this is a good thing for him at all. I believe that Colt McCoy is going to be stuck being their quarterback, and it is going to be a nightmare. An absolute from hell, let me run for my life nightmare. I think the Arizona Cardinals have gone so far that they're going to probably sacrifice Colt McCoy and tell their $50 million quarterback who had ACL surgery, why don't you just take a pass on this year? Just go get well. We'll figure it out later. Because we quit. You might as well just, can we forfeit? Like they're really doing the equivalent of saying, we'd like to forfeit the next 17 games, please. We just quit.